A couple months ago, I sent an email that guaranteed I was going to hit my fat loss goal. It might have sounded a little bit arrogant, but I was trying to come from an angle where I was showing people that once you dial into certain habits, fat loss can be guaranteed. And I'm going to explain what I said in the email and how my personal fat loss results are going today.
This is the game of food. We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
So I sent an email to a group of people, my clients and other people that like to listen to what I have to say about health and nutrition and fitness, and I said I was going to hit my goal. It's guaranteed. By the way, if you want to get on this email list where I give a lot of free value, how to get in shape, what protein you should be eating, how to lose weight, how to tone up, if you want all this information for free, go to spencersgroup.com and then you can join our group for free where we have a lot of free goodies and we'll put you on some of these emails. But what I said in this email was, first I titled it like, hey, I'm going to hit my fat loss goal. And I was like, hey, I don't want to sound arrogant. What I really want to pass off to you guys is how to dial into certain habits that guarantee you're going to lose weight, get healthy, or reach whatever goal that you desire. And so that's what I said. I said, hey, I'm starting at this weight. I'm going to lose this amount of weight, and I know I'm going to hit my goal. Now, there's going to be plateaus along the way, which I'm going to talk about today, and there's going to be ups and downs, but I have done a fat loss phase so many times in my life that if I don't know what I'm doing now to get myself back into shape and get toned for the summertime, then I can't claim to be an expert. And so what I said in this email was how I can guarantee my results. I dial in my portions before I worry too much about food sources. Food sources are definitely important, but I dial in my food sources by using a food scale, by looking at the nutritional labels, and knowing how much of each thing is going in my mouth. That's what I think about before I think about healthy food or not healthy food. But that is the second thing I'm thinking of, is I'm trying to get more towards whole foods, more fruits and berries, lean meats or beef, salmon. Fruits and berries, I eat a lot of those, vegetables, rice, sweet potatoes. I get more towards these whole foods and these single ingredient foods, because if I'm weighing a sweet potato on a food scale, that's very easy to portion versus like a tater tot casserole is a lot harder to portion. You can portion a tater tot casserole, but you're up against it. It's going to be very difficult. And I went on to explain those habits. I went on to explain mindset. So I said I wasn't going to let the scale frustrate me. I knew that there was going to be plateaus that were coming, and that wasn't going to force me to quit. I talked about overcoming social events. I'm a person that likes to be social. I like to enjoy my holidays or go on date night with my wife at our favorite restaurant, and I like to have a cocktail from time to time. So I explained, hey, how am I going to overcome that? And basically how I overcome that is like during the week, I'm on point. And even most of the time on the weekend, I'm on point as well. And I might get a little bit relaxed for a date night with the wife. And I try to only do one of those. So like if I have date night with the wife, well, I can't go have a Christmas dinner that same weekend as well. I'd have to forego the date night. Maybe the wife and I can reschedule it for another time because I only want to do one of those. I also only allow one restaurant per week right now. And sometimes it's zero. Sometimes I'm like, I don't even want that one and I don't go pick up anything. But it's nice to have the convenience of maybe grabbing something quick, or it's nice to go to a restaurant with a wife, but I limit it to one per week and sometimes it's zero. But really when you go to lose fat, when you try to get lean, and summer's right around the corner, depending on when you're listening to this, it's more of a mindset battle than it is like what foods I should be eating. It's more of like getting enough sleep than eating the right foods. Because if we don't get enough sleep, then that pushes us towards cravings, not feeling good, we're crabby, we're more likely to indulge in some of the treats and fall off track. And another thing I said in the email was, you have to be long-term focused. I'm not too worried about when I hit my goal, I just know I'm going to. I'm going to hit my fat loss goal, and sometime this summer, I'm going to be in a maintenance phase where I can be even more relaxed with my nutrition. I'll be higher calorie. I'll have some off days from nutrition, and that's all coming this summer because I know I'm going to hit my goal. Another thing I said in the email was, yes, related to not worry about a deadline. Like, I'm not trying to lose 28 pounds by a certain date. I said that I'm going to listen to my body. I'm going to know when it's time to end my fat loss. If I don't reach my goal, I'm still going to end my fat loss. Because I know if I'm starting to have a bad relationship with food, or if I'm starting to crave outings, or if I'm just kind of getting more negative about my fat loss phase, I'll consider turning it around and doing a short maintenance. Or I'll consider maybe, hey, maybe I should have a day that's off or 2 days that's off. And so these are some of the secrets that I put in that email. And if you want to join that list, feel free. I have some other cool emails coming. Remember, go to spencersgroup.com. But I literally just gave everything in that email on how I can guarantee my fat loss and guarantee that I'm eventually going to hit my goal. But that was back in January. I started my fat loss phase January 2nd, I believe, and I sent that email not too long after that. And so how are things going? You know, that was, I hope it wasn't an arrogant email. I don't think anybody thought that, but it was kind of a blunt email. It was a guarantee. And so how is it going? Well, I'm down, let me calculate, I'm down 17 pounds so far, and it's March right now. So I've been doing this for like, call it 10 weeks, 11 weeks, and I'm down 17 pounds. And I've had the plateaus. And I've had weeks where the scale really moved a lot. I had plateaus that were over a week long, and I've had already multiple plateaus in my 10 or 11 weeks in a fat loss phase. And not once did I get frustrated. And what's kind of nice is when I do hit those plateaus, I start to rely on other things to measure. So like I'll do body measurements, measure my legs, waist, you know, certain things, and like, oh, cool, it's going down. Or I have the calipers, the body fat calipers where you can pinch your fat. And so I can kind of grab certain areas and say, oh, cool, that measurement is going down as well. Also looking at progress pictures. Also looking at the mirror. Like if the mirror kind of catches your eye and you're like, oh, I look a little bit different. I look a little bit better. You should take that as like a big deal because you see yourself every single day and you're kind of like, blah, that's just me. And then all of a sudden you look at the mirror and you're like, you know what? I look different. And so I measure those things. So when the scale's not moving, I have so many other wins that I'm paying attention to. And here's a cool thing. This isn't going to work for everybody, so I'm not saying that what I did is something you should do, but my calories haven't changed once in the entire 10 or 11 weeks. Now, some of you will need adjustments. Eventually, I am going to need an adjustment. I'm not going to have 2,400 calories for the rest of my life. But things have been going well. I've been patient. I've been a good client. I'm following through on almost all my habits. I've slipped up a little bit here and there. But that has helped me keep my calories where they're at because I'm being patient, I'm following through, I'm having a good relationship with food, and I don't need the adjustments right now, which I thought that was pretty cool because a lot of times I need the adjustments. And I've noticed that I need more adjustments when my mindset is not where it needs to be, when I'm trying to rush things, when I'm not happy with the results, when I feel like I'm missing out in other parts of my life, then I need more adjustments to, you know, combat my mindset. And really, it's just you plug into the same habits over and over and over again. And if you wait a long time, it's definitely going to happen for you guys. So I just thought it'd be nice to hear how my fat loss phase was going. I guaranteed my results. I was afraid people were going to be like, hey, this guy is like super arrogant. He just knows he's going to lose weight and he's not telling the secrets. The secrets are the boring habits. I know my portions. I'm hitting my steps, not every day. I have a long-term look at it. I'm not too worried about what I'm missing out on. And if I get these thoughts that become cravings and they become too powerful, well, I'm going to go into a maintenance phase and push pause on things and maybe, you know, turn it back on in later weeks. But so far, everything is going good. Haven't moved my calories once, getting leaner. I'm about, call it 6 weeks away from really nice weather in the part of the Midwest that I'm at. And that's about the time that I want to turn it around. I'm going to increase calories from 2,400. And I'm going to have some off days, maybe some more frequent date nights, but I'm never going to let it control my health. I'm not going to turn this into like, well, I gained weight all summer. No, I want to maintain all summer. And that's what I want for all of you guys. So if you're lucky enough to be listening to this episode in March, or maybe it's still early April, you still have time to get dialed in and get toned up and look the way and feel the way you want to by summertime. And that's all I have for you guys today. A look into how my fat loss phase is going. As always, I hope this helps. Spencer, signing off.